With Montana News, I'm Mary Ault. Fresh off the news of Montana gaining a second U.S. House seat Monday afternoon, Republican lawmakers Tuesday passed a proposal to give the legislature more input on how the state is drawn into two districts. Opponents say the move is unconstitutional. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The proposal was tacked on as an amendment to another bill regulating elections. It adds new criteria that an independent commission would be required to follow when drawing the state's new congressional districts. The amended bill cleared 5 procedural votes along party lines in one day as lawmakers rushed to finish their work before the session ends. It's now headed to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte for consideration. Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick brought the original amendment.
People are concerned that we may not get fair districts, we may get some very gerrymandered districts, and this would just ensure that the districts are drawn correctly.
Montana's Districting and Apportionment Commission was created by the state's 1972 Constitution. It's made up of 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats, and a nonpartisan presiding officer who are charged with drawing the state's districts. According to a memo prepared by legislative staff last June, Montana's legislature in 2003 passed a bill dictating how the Districting and Apportionment Commission should function. The Montana Supreme Court struck down the law, writing that the Constitution, quote, assigned the task of redistricting to the commission, an independent, autonomous entity, and limited the legislature's role to that of making recommendations, unquote. The memo states the commission was created to, quote, bypass the legislature, unquote, during the redistricting process. Democratic Senator Bryce Bennett brought up this precedent in committee and said Fitzpatrick's amendment won't stand up to legal challenge.
No matter what we think, it really doesn't matter because the Constitution is very, very clear that we don't have a role as the legislature in the redistricting process.
Once the commission finishes drawing the districts, it will send a draft to the legislature. According to the memo, lawmakers then have the authority to recommend the draft if they choose, but do not have the power to amend or alter the plan. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Native American lawmakers in Montana are asking the Biden administration to craft a plan to reintroduce wild bison to areas in and around Glacier National Park and the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. Tuesday's request by 8 members of the legislature's American Indian Caucus was made to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. It comes after Governor Greg Gianforte and Republicans in the legislature have sought to make it harder to reintroduce bison to areas of the state where they once roamed. Bison have strong cultural significance for Plains Indians and were wiped out across most of North America in the late 1800s. Montana's legislature has passed a bill that would prohibit employers from requiring vaccinations as a condition of employment. The measure could block a Great Falls health system from requiring its employees to have COVID-19 vaccinations. It passed the House on Monday and now goes to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte for consideration. He has not said if he will sign the measure. Supporters include employees of Benefis Health System in Great Falls who were told they would have to get a vaccination to continue working. Republican Senator Tom McGillivray of Billings said the bill was needed because some employers were not allowing religious or medical exemptions with regard to vaccinations. A bill that would stop local governments in Montana from enacting bans on sales of flavored vaping products is making its way to Governor Greg Gianforte's desk. The legislature moved forward the policy after Missoula's city council passed a local ban on the products because of health concerns. MTPR's Freddie Monades reports.
If Gianforte signs the bill, local governments like Missoula cannot enforce ordinances that prohibit the sale of flavored vapes or alternative nicotine products. Missoula approved a ban on flavored vape products in November, but deferred implementation of the ordinance until May 1st to see how the legislature would respond to the issue. Republican Representative Mike Hopkins of Missoula carried the bill in the House and says local governments that had enacted bans on sales of flavored vape products exceeded their jurisdiction and harmed the state's economy.
I think that local governments have a place when it comes to regulation, and Senate Bill 398 marks that out pretty well with reasonable regulations.
He says the legislature is a place to rein in local governments that have overstepped their jurisdictions. Missoula City Councilwoman Mirtha Becerra says the passage of the bill is incredibly disappointing and that the legislature is prioritizing profits and the well-being of the economy over the health of the state's youth.
I think for a lot of the legislators, the health of the economy is paramount, and sometimes takes precedence over the health of our youth.
Becerra says teachers, parents, and professionals in the medical field called on the city council to take action on what she calls a vaping epidemic. Becerra says the legislature has taken away local government's ability to respond to health concerns. She says the city council will figure out what it can do and amend the ordinance to fit within the guidelines of the bill. I'm Freddie Monadas with Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's Democratic and Republican U.S. senators today released a joint public service announcement encouraging all Montanans to get their COVID-19 vaccine. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Senators John Tester and Steve Daines released a joint statement encouraging Montanans to get their shots as soon as possible in order to bolster vaccination rates.
Steve and I both got our shots.
And John and I hope you'll get your COVID-19 vaccine too.
Montana Public Radio reached out to Republican U.S. House Representative Matt Rosendale to ask if he would join Daines, Tester, and Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in their push to get as many residents vaccinated as possible. But Rosendale's office did not respond by deadline. Rosendale encouraged veterans to schedule their vaccine appointments earlier this month, but has also introduced legislation against vaccine requirements. MTPR has previously asked his office whether Rosendale has been vaccinated, and a spokesperson declined to answer the question, citing privacy reasons. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland issued an order today that allows regional officials within the Bureau of Indian Affairs to approve the transfer of off-reservation land into trust for tribes. Under President Donald Trump, those decisions were made in Washington, and critics said that effectively froze some land transfers. This is Montana Public Radio.